Ethan started taking Mandarin lessons since nursery, but since I'm not a speaker nor do I understand Mandarin, we really find it challenging. Mandarin is a very complex language for us and we are always overwhelmed by it. So why this post? The reason for this post is to share with you some of the things we have learned from his previous lessons in school. Let's try the easiest method first, the Hanyu Pinyin, which is a phonetic system for transcribing the sound of Chinese characters. It's like ABC in Chinese, okay? You might find this helpful if you're really interested to learn. My kids and I are still works in progress, so we say 도이푸치 to all of you listening, if in case we mispronounce the words. 도이푸치, but we will still try our best. Anyway, let's just have some fun listening and speaking. 도이푸치, by the way, is how you say sorry in Mandarin. Let's say it again. 도이푸치, let's say it faster. 도이푸치. Wait, before we start speaking in Mandarin, we should learn the tones first. Notice the sign above the letters of Hanyu Pinyin. Those will be our clues in how we should be pronouncing each syllable. As you all know, the exact same words have different meanings in Mandarin when you pronounce it in four different ways. We are currently practicing these tones and it really is quite confusing. But here is a simple tip that Ethan and I came up with. Try moving your head as if you're writing the tone symbol in the air. The first tone is a straight line above the vowel. For example, ma, ma, ma. The meaning of ma is mom. Your voice starts high and stays there. Ethan will help us pronounce the first tone. Ethan?
Ma.
Say it again.
Ma.
One more time.
Ma.
Second tone is a slant line above the vowel, raising from left to right. For me, it is like when you call your mom when you need something for her, like ma, pa, ma, ma, ma. But the meaning of ma is a hemp or a plant. It's different from ma, which is mom. Ma starts at mid-range and ends high. The voice starts at the mid-range and ends high. Ethan will help us say it.
Ma.
Say it
ma,
again.
Ma. Ma.
Third tone is like a letter V on top of the vowel. Ma. The easiest of all, it's like making your voice dig in the air and rise again. I'll say it for you. Ma, 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 ma. The meaning of ma is a horse. Your voice starts mid-range, dips low, goes back to mid-range. Ma. Ethan will help us say it.
Ma.
Say it again.
Ma.
One more time.
Ma.
Fourth tone. The opposite of the second tone. The symbol is like a slant from the upper left to the lower right. A friend of mine says it says like, no, with conviction. So we take his tip. Ma, ma, ma. The meaning of ma is cold. The voice starts high and ends low. Let's say it again. Ma, ma. Ma, Ethan, can you say it?
Ma, ma, ma.
Okay, that's good. And the last one is the fifth tone, the neutral tone. If there's no symbol on top of the vowel, it means it is the neutral tone. You don't need to worry about pronouncing it. It's like m, ma, 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 ma. Question particle, ma. It's in the neutral tone. Ethan, can you say ma in the neutral tone?
Ma. Ma. Ma.
Okay, here is an example using the question particle ma. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao ma.
Wo hen hao, xie xie ni ne?
Wo hen hao, xie xie.
Ni hao ma?
我很好,谢谢。 That's all for now. Thank you for listening.